Kenny on Jack.
Kenny, 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 Kenny on Jack.
Your stories,
your calls,
and more.
It's the Leave a Message podcast with Kenny. Now, let's get to it and check out some of these messages.
Hey, thanks so much again for downloading. You are the best. This week, lots to cover. The P&E Summer Nights concert series was announced, so we chat about that and put together a dream list of artists we'd like to see perform.
Well, let's give Madonna hell. Let's bring her on. Yeah.
Also this week, Corbett's Corner is back, and if you're a GNR fan, you're going to love it.
I'm going full Axl. You get your Axl skull ring on, you put on your Axl tattoos, you get your little white bike shorts.
And you're good to go.
And yeah, you're good to go.
And we start this week with a chat about Star Wars. Let's get going.
Leave a message, the podcast, with Kenny on Jack 96.9.
By the time this podcast hits the internet, the new Star Wars Solo, a Star Wars story, will be in theaters. And I thought we should talk a little bit about Star Wars. And we took some amazing messages. Check it out.
My name's Kathleen.
Okay, Kathleen, let's hear it.
I went with Sonia Dano, and of course, there was no merchandising at the time, so we took all the Christmas paper wrapping off the tubes. We colored them in and made our own lightsabers, and then we put towels around us so we would have our capes. And we went with my dad to see it. He totally fell asleep. And then we ran out afterwards singing, dan, dan, dan. And it was amazing.
And you remember it like it was yesterday.
Like it was yesterday.
I love it. Great story.
Thank you.
Hey, I got a story for you about Star Wars.
I would love a Star Wars story. What's your name?
It's Ashley.
Okay, let's hear it, Ashley.
I actually got married on Halloween in 1995, and my ex got dressed up as Darth Vader, and I was dressed up as Princess Leia. Yes, I know they're related, but it didn't matter.
You had a Star Wars-themed wedding.
Yep. We got divorced about 5 years ago, happily.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh.
That's okay. Everybody laughed at the wedding. They thought it was great, and it was a joke ever since, so it's all good. The biggest joke was we always said that we would be divorced by the time the kids were teenagers, and that's exactly how it happened when they were 18 and 20. I took the kids and left.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, insane. So I'm happy. I don't care what he's doing. I hear he's with a mail order bride, but that's not my problem.
This is turning out to be the greatest phone call of the day.
Well, I'm glad I made your day. Enjoy.
Thank you, and please, I wasn't laughing. I'm just playing.
Oh, perfectly okay. I'm all good with that. I'm not one of those bubble wrap living people.
Leave a message, the podcast.
Hey, man, I just wanted to let you know something you probably didn't know. Do you know how May the 4th Be With You started, or who started it?
You know what, Tyler? Enlighten us.
Mike Tyson.
What?
Mike Tyson started it.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, do I have to Google this?
No. Come on. Really? May the 4th be with you.
Oh, I get it now. It's a joke because Mike Tyson talks like that. Oh.
Yeah, I tried. It wasn't funny enough, I guess.
I did fall for that, right? That was good.
Yeah, I'm actually, I tried to watch Star Wars for the first time recently with my wife because I was never a big fan. And I actually found a guide online that tells you to watch it in a different order that they were released.
You know, every fanboy right now is probably going, let me see. You know, they get right into that stuff.
I don't know. Wasn't a big fan of it. I love sci-fi, don't get me wrong. And, I mean, the Star Wars Episode 1 came out when I was, like, 15. So I watched that. And I liked it, but I didn't really get into all the other ones. But hearing you guys talk about it every year, I'm just like, oh, am I missing out?
Leave a message. The podcast. Jack 96.9.
Okay, it's another edition of Corbett's Corner on the Leave a Message podcast. A quick recap. Corbett, the music director here at Jack 96.9 in Vancouver. Today, you've chosen to talk about Guns N' Roses, and I find that funny because Guns N' Roses was left off of your top 10 albums.
Yeah, it was the album that if I got a do-over, I was going to put Appetite for Destruction into my top 10, so I guess it would be my 11th song.
And I'm going to say that you cannot be a child of the 80s or the 90s that hasn't listened to Appetite for Destruction.
That's totally fair. I'd say you can't even say that you like rock music and not have listened to Appetite for Destruction. There's just, you know, some people might freak out, but I think there is just as important of the story of rock and roll as The Who, Led Zeppelin, any hard rock band, they changed a lot of stuff, man.
Before we start talking about the box set, which is why Corbett's Corner is happening today, tell me why, in your opinion, why when you look at 80s hair metal or 80s heavy metal, we look at somebody like Warrant and we laugh, but we look at somebody like Guns N' Roses circa that same time frame, same style, same leather pants, but we don't laugh.
For a lot of the bands, Warrant, you know, Cherry Pie is probably their song that everyone could think of if they, you know, word association with Warrant. And if you think about it, it's a pretty cheesy song. When you think of Guns N' Roses, they have such a wide breadth of songs. Maybe your favorite song is November Rain or Estranged, one of their slower ones. Or maybe you like, you know, Sweet Child or You Could Be Mine from Terminator soundtrack.
Yeah, great song.
Yeah, right? So they have like some really hard songs, some softer songs, some 8-minute songs, some 2-minute songs.
Corbett's Corner today. Corbett, the music director at Jack. Okay, let's talk about this it's not even highly anticipated because it just kind of came out of nowhere, this Appetite for Destruction box set.
Yeah, they did a really cool, actually, a couple of weeks ago, a guerrilla marketing to kind of introduce it. They started putting billboards up in LA that just said, I think, GNR.fm on them. A lot of people are wondering, like, what's this URL? Like, what's this website? What's it going to be? Is it more touring? They've been touring for the last 2 years. Is it, you know, what's going on? And then about a week ago, that site went live and it's the like ultimate Appetite for Destruction box set. There's like 4 or 5 different versions of it. And one of them is like the alt. You have to be, I think maybe the only person that's going to buy it is Axl's mom because it's just so, it's so much. And it's like $1,300.
So what is in this box set? The one that we're going to buy?
Well, the regular one, if you get it, it's going to get re-released on CD and on vinyl. And it's going to be remastered from the original analog master tapes. Then there's one that's just a slight level up from that, and that's going to get you a bunch of bonus, like one disc worth of bonus songs, demos. There's also some cool cover songs that are going to be on this. The one that I really want to hear, Heartbreak Hotel, Elvis.
The Elvis song.
Yeah, yeah, GNR covered that.
Wow.
A Stone song, I think, maybe Jumpin' Jack Flash, I think they do a cover of. And then I think there's some different versions, like early versions of November Rain and some stuff from the Lies EP, if you remember, that came out after Appetite for Destruction. So just kind of packaging all the stuff from that kind of moment in time.
So definitely it'll be something purchased in your household.
Yeah. Well, I'll definitely get the remastered version of the record. That's actually a record that I don't have. So I might as well get the new one, get the remastered one. If I did have $1,300 burning a hole in my pocket, I'd look at the at the box set. You know, I'd think about it.
And like, what's in that package?
Holy smokes! It's a, you get all these demo songs I talked about. I think it works out to be almost 50 new songs, 75 songs almost in total. But you get all their singles on a 7-inch record. You get all their singles on a 12-inch record. You get posters, recreations of ticket stubs. You get rings. You get 5 skull rings, you know, like on the cover.
Of the album.
You, so you can have a ring. You can get your Axl skull ring, your Slash skull ring. They even have temporary tattoos of each of the members of Guns N' Roses. So you could be like, you know, today I'm going full Axl. You get your Axl skull ring on. You put on your Axl tattoos. You get your little white bike shorts.
And you're good to go.
And yeah, you're good to go.
Awesome. All right. So do we have a release date? Like, what's the word on that?
Yeah, June 29th is when all that stuff comes out. It's going to like if you're listening on Spotify or whatever, it's going to replace the old version just because they're all going to all be remastered. We'll get a copy here at the station, so we'll make sure we'll update our GNR songs with these awesome remasters. But yeah, it's going to be June 29th. It's going to be, you know, all over the digital and, you know, at your local record shop, which is London Drugs.
And while we got you, give your socials, because if there's a question or something you want Corbett to get to the bottom of for you, research, whatever, he's the guy that can do that. So where can we hit you up?
Yeah, on Twitter, at Crutzer, C-R-U-T-Z-E-R. That's probably the easiest way. You have any questions about any Jack music, not Jack music, whatever, anything you want me in.
Or beer. I should put it out there, yeah. for real. Corbett's a big guy into beer, so if you have a beer question, honestly, I think that's something we could definitely talk about on Corbett's Corner one of these days.
Yeah. If I can have a beer while we're doing this, then I totally can talk about beer. I should have a beer while I do this. Maybe next time.
Perfect. Okay, there it is. Corbett's Corner. Thank you so much. Guns N' Roses, June
29th.
Leave a message. The podcast with Kenny on Jack 96.9. Well, earlier in the week, we received the lineup for this year's Summer Nights concert series at the Fair at the P&E. Great lineup again this year. Boys to Men, Air Supply, Dean Brody, Goo Goo Dolls, the I Love the 90s Tour, Wilson Phillips, Marianas Trench, The Lost 80s Live featuring a Flock of Seagulls, Kool and the Gang, Jan Arden, Burton Cummings, Chicago, Village People, Cyndi Lauper. Great lineup. Now, before the lineup came out on the show, we put together a wish list and some great suggestions of who people would love to see perform under the stars. The Peony came in. Check it out.
Jack.
The group that I'd like to hear at the Peony is Kiss.
Do you think Kiss might be too big to play the Peony Summer Night Concert Series?
No. They've been around since I was a kid.
Talk about shooting for the stars. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Gene Simmons will sell anything, so if they offer him enough money, I'm sure he'll show.
Oh, yeah.
Leonard Skinner. It's their last year. They're retiring.
I thought Leonard Skinner called it quits last summer.
No, they're playing their last round of gigs here. I think their only Canadian dates or something like that is Toronto in August.
Kim Mitchell.
Kim Mitchell, great suggestion.
Right? You know, he's a good Canadian kid and great music, and I think they could get him cheap enough.
Yeah, well, see, that's a funny thing. What is cheap enough in rock star world? You know what I mean?
Yeah, what do they play, an hour and a half up there?
Yeah.
$10,000, $20,000.
Yeah, see, that is not cheap to me.
I like the Proclaimers. Harlequin would be good.
Ooh.
Yeah. Moody Blues.
Oh, there's a good one.
There you go.
For the PNE?
Yeah, your wish list.
The Association.
Okay, that's an interesting one.
And who's the second? Oh, Chicago, definitely.
You're a big Chicago fan, are you?
Yeah.
All right, now, are you the person I've talked to before that's seen Chicago like 150 times?
No, man. No, sir. Never seen. Actually, I saw them at the PNE years and years and years ago before they were big.
There is a lady that lives in Vancouver. I wish I knew her name. She calls every now and then. She has seen Chicago, I want to say, upwards of 150 times.
Wow. They're very entertaining to watch.
You saw them at the PNE. Do you remember what year?
Oh my God. 30 years ago at least.
Wow, eh?
Before they were important, before they were an important band, they were just a band doing the circuit and trying to get their name out there.
Leave a message, the podcast.
Hey, how's it going?
Going great. Who's this?
Dee, how you doing?
Dee, I'm awesome. So, who's on your wish list for artists to perform at the PNE Summer Nights Concert Series?
Oh, my God. I would love to see someone you'd never do. That's for darn sure. Journey.
Oh, see, but don't you think Journey's way too big of an artist?
Honey, I love Journey. But, okay, so if we're going to tone it down a bit, then let's do something like... I'm on the phone here. Cheyenne, sit down, honey. Hold on. I'll give her a candy. Give me one sec. Yeah, not a candy. There you go.
You're witnessing a Jack mom just rocking it.
Okay. Let's do something like old school, like Madonna, or something like Cyndi Lauper. We have Cyndi Lauper, didn't we? Well, let's give Madonna hell. Let's bring her on. Yeah.
Who's on your wish list for bands to see at the PNE Summer Concert Series?
Green Day.
Oh, you want to go big dollars?
Oh, hell yeah, I do.
Don't you think that would be like a lot? That would burn the budget.
Yeah, but I've been wanting to see Green Day since I was like 15.
Yeah, they're pretty good live.
Yeah.
Green Day. Imagine Green Day at the PNE. That'd be nuts.
Yeah, I would lose it.
Hey, it's Big Dale here. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Big Dale. What's up?
I'm thinking I'd like to see Bob Seger.
Yeah, Bob, man. Bob Seger, Silver Bullet Band, man. Under the Stars, that would be so good.
Yeah, last year I took my daughter and we went and saw Steve Miller. Best show ever, you know?
Yeah.
It was so beautiful there when the sun was out. It was beautiful.
The thing is about the PNE Summer Concert Series is it's affordable. It's just Vancouver at its greatest.
Yep.
You know? Oh, Bob Seger. Yeah, I think Bob Seger is the pick.
Yeah. Right on.
So you're talking the PNE lineup?
Yeah. What do you wish? It's your wish list.
Oh, I give you one, and he's not too big for the venue, and he's a Canadian legend.
Who?
One and only Pat Travers.
Pat Travers.
You haven't heard that name in a long time.
That's what I'm saying, but now here's the problem. Would Pat Travers sell enough tickets at the PNE?
Oh, yeah. No, there'd be a lot of gray hair, but yeah, I think he would.
Be a cool venue for it, eh?
There you go. And you know what? With people in our age, or, well, I'll speak for myself, they'll be very well behaved. You won't have any fights. Nobody will be getting drunk. You heard of Gatto? Have you heard of Gatto?
Yeah.
So he goes back in the 70s, guys would come to see our gig, and they'd always, you know, 20-year-olds getting drunk. There was always two or three fights. He goes, now everybody's so well-behaved, and they come and they're sitting in, you know, orderly, and they just go home after the gig 30 years later.
You have reached the Leave a Message podcast with Kenny.
That's it for this episode. Thanks so much for downloading and listening. Hit me up on Instagram and Twitter at Kenny on Jack. Next week on the podcast, food, another food debate.
You even know what a pasta dish is?
If you like spaghetti, you're going to like that debate. Have yourself a great week.
Well, that's it. Thanks for listening. Make sure to tell a friend. And as always, leave a message Monday to Friday from 2 to 7 on Jack 96.9 in Vancouver.